From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
VK4AVF, VK4IE, VK4ZDX, VK4GT, VK4FARR, VK4KVT. Those and any other stations around this morning who may care to call in, this is VK4RG listening.
And that's the familiar sound of Ron, VK4RG, recorded in 2012, calling in the Ipswich Morning Net. This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Ron has been calling in the Ipswich Morning Net since July 1986. That's an incredible 38 years and must be some kind of record for hosting a daily net anywhere in the world. Put another way, it's almost 13,800 morning nets, give or take holidays here and there. Here's Ron, again recorded in 2012, recalling when and how the net started with a former workmate at Mount Crosby Water Treatment Plant.
That's when it really started, because Dave and I had been working together for 30 years out at Crosby, more or less, and we used to see one another every day. And, of course, when Dave left, I left pretty soon after. And 4th of July, Independence Day, it was, both for me and America. I started on an Independence Day, actually, in 1955, and I finished in 1986. We'd been talking, you know, we used to see each other all through the day and such like, so there was no reason to stop talking. And so that was when we first started talking at 8 o'clock in the morning. And that was really the beginning of the morning net.
For Ron, it's been a labour of love, and for the rest of us listening or taking part in the net, he has been a constant, the voice of reassurance in a world of change. Sadly, on Monday, November 25, was the last time Ron made the regular call for stations owing to a change of home address which doesn't permit a base station setup. VK4RG was first licensed in 1956 and is hopeful his trusty handheld will enable him to call in from time to time. VK4RG, we salute you and thank you for your service to the club and to amateur radio. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Darling Downs Radio Club Secretary, with the club update for Sunday the 8th of December. Before I remind you about the tech meeting tomorrow night, yes, it's tomorrow night, a bit more detail on the club's end-of-year barbecue on Saturday the 14th. That's next Saturday, if you're listening to this as part of the broadcast. The barbecue social will be held at Webb Park in Toowoomba. Now, if you've never heard of that location, Webb Park that is, we're pretty sure you know where Toowoomba is, it's easy to find on the map applications and just as easy to find in reality. We can't promise that we'll be alone or that the weather will be perfect, but we can tell you there are 4 hot plates undercover, more than 1 picnic bench, reasonably good parking, a gentle walk down the hill to the main area, and an absolutely spectacular view. You'd be looking east towards Brisbane, and FM propagation will be excellent. It's not a potter park, but there will be plenty of opportunity to test out anything that will run on batteries, and there are lots of trees to hang the long wire. All welcome, families and young people particularly, and it's the standard deal for this type of gathering. No charge, bring your own everything. Maybe even a spare chair in case others grab the tables first. Or just be early. We kick off at 11:30 and the day will run until the last person leaves. Full details can be found on the club website at www.ddrci.org.au. Talk in probably via the club repeater, VK4RDD, on 146.750 with a 91.5 Hz tone. And speaking of which, the regular club 2-metre net will kick off at 10 o'clock on Sunday on that very repeater. Come and join us. Now to the next tech meeting, which is tomorrow night. John, VK4JBE, is coming up from Brisbane to give us all the good stuff about software-defined radios. If you're just catching up on the topic, check out the Wikipedia article online, because that's a good introduction to the introduction. All the info on the meeting is on our website at www.ddrci.org.au. Look for coming events on the homepage and click through the 9th of December entry. You'll see there's a picture of John in his shack, and over his left shoulder there's a laptop displaying a DMR signal from 2 metres using the SDR console with SDR Play RSPDX. There's also a picture on the website showing an AirSpy Mini SDR attached to a Raspberry Pi. Those are just a few of the configurations that John will talk about and demonstrate at the session, along with practical discussion on how SDRs work, their limits, and how to integrate SDRs into operations at your shack. That's all happening tomorrow, Monday the 9th of December, at the Toowoomba Library, Level 3, and tons of free secure parking under the building. If you missed any detail, you can get it from QNews or check out the Darling Downs Radio Club's website, www.ddrci.org.au. And you can always drop an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au because we'd love to hear from you. Big week coming up. I'd love to say hi to you at one or both of our activities. 73s from John, VK4JPM, for the team at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater, 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Henry, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. During the past week, the postman handed me the latest edition of Amateur Radio magazine, and it prompted me to think about what we used to have. Once there was a state-based newsletter aptly called QTC. This was a great addition to the shack in that reminders of events were in tangible form rather than just committed to memory. When the weekly news went out on packet radio, it was an easy task to print it out, and these days we are very likely to have a printer in our home network which can do the same job with the news bulletins. You see, QTC went into a column in the AR magazine before it went silent key. Largely, club notes have been lost to the printed medium, and this makes our broadcast news all the more important in getting the message out to fellow amateur operators. This is especially true with the magazine now bi-monthly, having gone from monthly to 11 issues a year, and now every 2 months. I don't know how many clubs are running nets these days, as there isn't a quickly accessible list for me to check. I know that not a lot is able to be heard from my location, and without receiving reminders or newsletters, I would bet that most of us are just as much in the dark as I am. So here we are engaged in a communications activity, and we seem to be confounded by poor communications. I don't know how many missives are sent via the WIA MemNet service, but I receive an advice of the release of the digital issue of the magazine, so that amounts to one every 1 to 2 months. Periodically, the text edition of the National News drops off until I send a plea for help, and that makes me wonder how effective our IT systems are working for the WIA. To place a little context on the subject, I live in a house with people not only getting older, but also living with chronic health issues. There are many times that I think of things that I would like to see done by me or others, but circumstances don't give the luxury of acting on these thoughts. For me, getting updates in my email is a welcome piece of assistance that I don't have to devote time for searching them out. It also provides a point of connection to the wider community in a way that is accessed at a convenient time. You see, these ways of sharing are important on a personal level as much as they support club activity and growth. Once it was the cartoonist's jibe that you had to lick the tip of a pencil or bash the heck from a typewriter to get the news out. These days we can achieve things much more sedately and just as effectively with our mobile devices or shack computers. I look forward to getting your news in electronic or broadcast. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.